Well, good morning, Arizona homeowners. How y'all doing this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning? You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. Good morning. We're here this morning with our entire cast of support folks to help you get answers to any question you might have. And of course, we always spend the first hour out in the garden, in the lawn. And we're here with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, we've got Sweet Jennifer in the call screening location waiting for your call. You can reach us by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Mike Reese is our operating engineer, pushing all the right buttons. And my co-host, Romy Romero, the real landscape growing plant expert in the Romero family.
Well, I'm glad you classified that in the Romero family. man, you're setting me up for failure here.
You got all Grandpa's farming genes, that's for sure.
Where are we starting today? It's a beautiful day. It's been beautiful. I tell you what, it was a bad June, beginning of July, these last few weeks.
A little warm.
They have not been.
That's for sure.
It's funny when you think 105, you're like, that's warm.
When 105 feels good.
Yeah, it's 110, 112. Right. It's a game changer. A little muggy this morning. We'll see if we get any storms, but nice, beautiful Arizona morning. You know, we've had so many storms recently. We really got hit with a couple of really big ones up in my neighborhood. We had that macro burst, which took down walls and trees, and it really did some damage. And just a reminder of a few things in my industry. You see these trees get blown over, and you've seen them laying on their side, and you see that whole shallow root system sticking up in the air. And I wonder, you know, if the tree had been properly watered from the beginning it was planted. It was planted properly and watered deeply, so we had a deeper root system. You know, how many of these trees would have possibly survived some of that wind?
Greenway sure had. Greenway, 40th Street, 32nd Street. Not only trees, but power poles were down. You know, the Registrar of Contractors actually put out a press release on that, too. Homeowners, beware. You have a little storm like that, you're going to get contractor scams. Please proceed with caution as you're getting your homes put back together.
Back together, right.
We were driving down the road to head over to Katie's house for dinner, and Jennifer said, oh, look, because we saw some backyard walls down.
Right.
Well, we saw one.
You see the
and
pool.
She says, oh, they must be getting a pool built. You know, and then as we continued down the road, we realized, oh, about every other yard has their
that would
wall
be a sale
torn
on
down.
Pools.
Yeah, big sale on pools. It was a mess.
It was
a real mess.
Now, you're kind of a science
yes, you can say it. I'm a nerd.
Geek,
whatever you want to. That's fine. I'll.
Can you explain a microburst for us? What is that that creates all that
column
force
of air.
In that?
Just a column of air falling, and it spreads out. It's basically a giant downdraft coming out of the cloud. You know, cloud, you know, builds, and then all that cold air basically drops out of the cloud and just hits, and it wreaks havoc. It's a horizontal tornado.
Interesting. And to push over a masonry block wall. That's some serious force.
And I heard that they recorded winds, I believe I heard even in the 60-mile-an-hour, even higher in some of those locations. It was literally like a low-powered tornado. Yeah. It was crazy.
Have y'all been busy with repair work?
Oh, yes. And the other thing, of course, lightning. And we had some spectacular lightning. I actually was out on my patio watching this storm under the cover of the patio, watching this storm. It was impressive. And of course, we have had our fair share of the irrigation timers this time of year. They're pretty robust. The old designs 10, 20 years ago used to be a little flimsy, if you will. When we had lightning strikes, it'd wipe them out. Now they're much more robust, but you know, we have had a number of them damaged and completely wiped out with lightning damage.
So if you haven't gone and checked your sprinkler irrigation box, make sure it's on, it's firing the system. Because if you don't have a lawn and you're just on drip, you never see a drip. You never hear a drip until you get one little psst from the broken head squirting a little 10-foot stream.
And you might have, you know, several plants in the yard that are indicators that are a little bit more of the higher water use plants, and suddenly they start looking a little wilty. Well, it's time to investigate, and definitely a good idea to go out and check your irrigation system. Some of the timers also during power outages and interruptions in power will go back to a default setting, which is not an efficient schedule for our landscapes. So a good idea to check that and make sure you're not overwatering or watering really frequently and shallow. A lot of the default settings are daily settings for very short periods. So good idea to get out there and check those and make sure you didn't have anything because of the storm.
And we do have callers lining up at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. But to our tip topic in the newsletter this week, as regards to lawn, if we've got, you know, we're pretty close to transitioning into your
6 weeks to 2 months rise. Away.
Correct. Wow.
Right. It's already here.
I was encouraged to read the article in the Arizona Republic about how hard even the professional greenskeepers and guys at the stadiums are now even having trouble keeping their grass green. I thought, oh, good. I'm not the only one.
They have 5 full-time greenskeepers and 13 part-time keepers at Bank One Ballpark. Chase Field.
Whatever. Well, no wonder it always looks so good.
Man, that's a lot of people.
It takes a lot of water, and you were talking about the monsoons. The monsoons have been good in areas, but they've been very spotty. Sky Harbor's only recorded less than a half an inch.
Right. One area of town gets a half an inch or 3/4 inch, the other gets a sprinkle. So.
Romy saw that the whole week he was up in the White Mountains last week with the Crawfish Festival. I mean, it'd be raining 360 degrees all the way around you and where you were. You know, we hardly got any rain at the festival, and everybody that drove up there said they just
Payson was
just got
on Saturday. Was just pouring, and we got a couple sprinkles at 2, and then at dark, we had packed up by that time.
It was a great event. We had a lot of fun. But lawns and water, I think people underestimate how much water it really takes to keep a green lawn. A little bit easier now with humidity, but through that June y'all were talking about, when we were so hot, so dry, so miserable.
June, July are the worst months for evapotranspiration, or ET, the loss of water. That's where, for a high-quality turf lawn, you want to be putting close to 1.7 inches of water on that lawn in a week. So you can do the math and see what that is. I did a little calculation. I looked on AzMet, the local weather site that helps us with lawn watering schedules. And they show that for high-quality turf, if you're going to have both a summer lawn and a winter lawn, they estimate almost 58 inches of water in a year.
Column of water 5 feet tall.
5 feet high. So think about that.
And you made a great point about how the evaporation rate is greater than a pool because your surface area can be a lot bigger.
All those little leaves helping lose the moisture, right? So, you know, there really isn't anything you can put on the grass, on the lawn, on the ground that I can think of other than a lawn that's really going to use as much water as a lawn. So go into it with eyes wide open. I still have a place in my heart for a little grass in the landscape, but it's not low water use.
No, it's not. I was always surprised when our friend the pond gnome would tell us that water features were actually better water conservation landscapes than lawns.
Yeah, that's the reason why. I know.
Now, I have not been, it's been like 3 weeks since I've had a chance to do anything with my lawn. I'm really busy getting ready for the festival. Back a week, the priority hasn't been the lawn. It's been the animals and spending time with family and my lawn's looking a little rough. Got some weeds coming up. I haven't put down fertilizer for a while. Being this close to putting in the rye, can I just let it go?
Well, you always have a choice. However, I'm a firm believer that we still have a little time left here. We're really not going to be wanting to stop fertilizing our lawns until September. So we've got a month here. We've got a little time left, maybe a little light fertilization. Get in there and scuff up those areas where you have a little bit of brown. Check your watering. Make sure the system's working correctly. If you do have an irrigation system, make sure the heads are all spraying correctly. Make sure it's set correctly. The basics. I usually find if you just simply give it the basics, most of the time you have success. Every now and then we have something strange happening, but most of the time it's not the oddball things. It's just the basics.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we start off this morning in Phoenix with Katie, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
I bought some ice cream, and it's huckleberry ice cream, and I was just wondering what huckleberries are.
Huckleberry. I associate with a hound.
Tom Sawyer's best friend.
There you go. Boy, I honestly, I'm not a berry fanatic. I like raspberries. That's one of my favorites. But I'm not. It's a hybrid, I believe. Rosie, is it not?
I have no idea, but I'm Wikipedia in it right now.
We'll have an answer for you.
We'll have to look into that.
That might be a call for the cooking show.
You type in Huckleberry, and the first thing that comes in is Huckleberry Finn.
Some ice cream sounds good.
We'll put our research development on that for you, Katie. I hope the ice cream is delicious. Bill and Buckeye, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rosie. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, I don't want to gush too much, but I'm so glad to finally be able to speak with you people. I'm just loving it.
Good.
Hey, I've been coming to Arizona since about 1954 or so. I finally moved here around 20 years ago. And I'm trying to make my wife as happy as I possibly can.
Good man. Smart man.
Yeah, well, I'm working on it, and my question, I need it answered as best as possible, is I want to plant a little dichondra grass.
What do you think about dichondra?
Dichondra, it is a nice ground cover. I've experimented with it, and there's some bugs that like to eat it here. Little beetles can be a problem. It is a very high water use ground cover. It really likes a very shady environment. It's a little delicate. It's not real easy to grow here. It really, you'll find it in shady areas. Some folks will use it as a lawn substitute. One of the things in the cool weather, if you step on it and it's been freezing temperatures, it kills it. So it has some ups and downs. I can see using it in little beds and tight areas in the shade for a little green.
And Bill was wondering, how do you start that from seed? Is it hard to start from seed?
No, it'll germinate just fine. Just prepare a seed bed just like you would. You can read the Western Garden Book for that. And then keep it moist. It'll germinate. And again, I've used it. I had a little bed with miniature roses, and I used it as a ground cover in and around all those little miniature roses. Really pretty. Really nice and green.
Jennifer planted it between flagstones in the front patio. That looked good, too.
And in the shade.
Yeah.
Now, if he's in Buckeye, there's a chance he could be on a pretty big lot. What would be a better alternative if he's trying to do a larger area?
And if you want green, I would go to a sod lawn, an improved hybrid Bermuda grass. Really, I think that's the way to go. And the sod installation is going to cost a little more than seed, but there's so many benefits to it. We could go on and on and on about that, but it's a much nicer lawn.
1-888-767-4348.